Hello. Good morning. Thank you for attending our session about Telenor and search with SharePoint. Sorry. It's a good start. Okay, so I'm Denis Heliskovsky. I'm a regional architect in Microsoft. My participation in this project was as the RDP lead for EMEA. So I look after all the business productivity and Office 365 projects on MCS in our region. I have with me Andreas Hugberg, who is the service line director for Telenor and is also the project owner. And Marius Petersen, that is the senior consultant and also in Microsoft Norway as the platform lead. Going to the agenda, so we're going to start by talking who is Telenor. We're going to talk about their challenges on the 2007 SharePoint implementation, describe the RDP program, then move into the how we used Azure to help and speed up the project. Enterprise search as the main challenge that we try to solve, and we go to a summary. We have some Q&A at the end, but we reserve time, so if you want to interrupt and to ask questions, let's try to make this a dynamic session, okay? With that.
Thank you, Dennis. Now, it's a pleasure to be here to share the story of Telenor, and I'm very excited to share, so I hope you'll also enjoy it a little bit today. First, a little bit about Telenor Group, a Norwegian telecom company, focusing mainly on fixed and mobile telecommunication, but also television distribution and satellite transmission and broadband. We're an old company founded in 1855, having about 30,000 employees and a revenue stream of about $16 billion last year. Our main operation is in three regions. It's the Nordics, Central Eastern Europe, and Asia. If we look at this not from a business perspective, but more from a technical perspective, Asia in itself faces quite a bit of challenges when it comes to connectivity and infrastructure, which is also part of some of the challenges we've been facing rolling out SharePoint across the Telenor Group. I would like to start, since this is a business session, with what the challenge has been in Telenor. And we need to look 7 years back in time, where we looked at how we managed information and knowledge sharing across the group. And if we start by looking up in the upper left corner, you see someone building their own little castle. A very typical silo. There is no information sharing, and all the content is created on site, and the technology is specified for that silo in itself. And as part of the transformation, we wanted to have people share their information and share the learning experiences across all. But we saw, unfortunately, that the information we sent across the train, across the different regions, a lot were lost in transition. So the tunnel of lost content, that was something we often saw. And even worse, in the little loop, there was a lot of information that was lost or content that was lost in language settings or over the different regions. So at the end of the day, back in 2005, 2006, we didn't really have a good way of sharing information, sharing knowledge, and creating something at the Telenor group level. To mitigate that, HR department in Telenor started a project, looking at it from a transformation point of view, to enable Telenor to create, share knowledge and content across the whole of the group. It was important for Telenor to do this as a transformation and change program and not a technology IT rollout. The decided approach was to roll out SharePoint 2007. Now, our vision for collaboration in Telenor is to enable the Telenor group to connect people and information more efficiently and effectively, to ensure that we are able to execute and make our way of work a competitive, significant advantage. We have seen that we are able to do it to a certain extent with SharePoint 2007, but we are very excited that we may be even better at it in 2013. So in early 2010, the SharePoint 2007 project was delivered. We set up a portal, team sites, my sites, and confidential sites across two farms, one in Norway and one in Malaysia. We have about 40,000 users on it, and we have about 20,000 site collections. So it's quite, well, at least in Norwegian standards, it's a quite significant setup overall. To bring this into the context of 2013, we see some key challenges with the 2007 environment. One of the things that we had to do in the initial project was to implement a lot of customizations to make SharePoint 2007 enable us to meet all the business requirements we had at the time. We have about 141 custom developed features. And what we see is that that is causing us a lot of issues and problems when it comes to performance, stability, and maintenance, which again is impacting our end users because they're not able to do their day-to-day work and activities as efficiently as they would like to do, and it's driving cost. We have a complex infrastructure in Telenor with isolated Active Directories across all the different business units. Again, impacting cost by having trusts to a single setup globally to enable single sign-on across all our solutions. And because of the latency and connectivity issues, we need to have two farms, which again is more of a costly approach. We also saw that we were able to meet many of the business requirements we had implementing SharePoint 2007, but the famous tunnel of lost content was still present to a certain extent today. It is difficult to find information in the solution. And while we were looking at all these challenges that we had from the business side, we also saw that, well, why don't we take this into an opportunity-based solution as well? We see that we can reduce total cost of ownership. We can, of course, simplify maintenance. We can enable Telenor to more rapidly enable new services, new features, as well as new technologies. If we match both of these two, we need to find a technology that enables us more out-of-the-box feature, have a richness, and have a life cycle that matches the Telenor's need. So we did an assessment of the current solution, 2007. We assessed moving on to SharePoint 2010, and finally, the 2013 environment. What we saw since 2010 is that we are in no position able to stay on to the 2007 environment. We need to do something. The 2010 environment was better and richer in features and availability, but unfortunately, we had to do a lot of customizations even on the 2010 environment to meet all of our business requirements. And with this history of all the issues on maintenance, performance, and availability, that is something that we were very reluctant to do overall. So we were very happy when Microsoft gave us the opportunity to participate in the rapid deployment program of SharePoint 2013. And we were even more excited when we saw early on in the process that the features on 2013 could potentially match Telenor's business requirements out of the box. So that brings us into today's session, and it brings us into the status quo of the project. We set up the project organization utilizing both Microsoft Consulting Services and Tieto and Ator. MCS, because we wanted to have a direct dialogue with the project group. We wanted to have the stability and the high knowledge of SharePoint 2013. And Tieto and Ator, because they are Telenor's hosting provider, and we wanted to make the transition and handover over to a stable line organization after a project as smooth as possible. part of why we want to do more on 2013 is to increase our workday efficiency. We want to have people connect even to a greater extent across regions, across companies, across departments than what they're doing today. We are seeing that it's a much more global collaboration, and we want our system and solutions to support that. Telenor is going through an industrialization phase, which means that instead of looking at the different companies in isolation, we want to extract as much synergies as possible across all of them. We need, in that sense, to enable people to share information, best practices, skills, and knowledge across all of our companies, across the regions. Operational excellence is always high on the agenda in Telenor, and we see we have many manual work processes that we more easily can automate by moving them onto the right tool. And we would like our collaboration tool to support that in a good fashion. And finally, complete the transformation of our organization to increase our organization's ability to manage and execute on change in general. As for the technical side of it, we very early on agreed that we need to have some key design attributes in the project. We would like to have an out-of-the-box SharePoint installation. We say it is acceptable to wait for Microsoft's updates and upgrades of the solution rather than implement or develop and implement any custom coding. We would like to have a cloud-ready design to increase the flexibility of Telenor to utilize and go on to cloud solutions sometime in the future, if we'd like to. And we need to conform to the set standards and architectures across the Telenor group, as well as Microsoft standards worldwide, to ensure that we leverage the existing best practices and don't try to create something by ourselves. Now, as I'm sure you, I hope you can relate to our issues on custom coding and that it's really causing a lot of problem for us when it comes to performance and availability. And for us, it is to such a great extent that we specifically stated to the project that any existing functionality on 2007 that cannot be met out of the box in 2013 need to be assessed thoroughly when it comes to both cost benefit. It needs to be assessed according to return on investment and total cost of ownership. And any customizations that needs to be implemented can only do so after being approved by the steering committee of the project, consisting of vice presidents and senior vice presidents at Telenor. So this has a very strong governance, which I find to be critical and important to emphasize the importance for the project and also to ensure that we keep our solution as clean as possible. Now, in order to have the attributes emphasized across all of our projects, I would like to hand over the word to Dennis again to explain a little bit about how the project performed that.
Thank you. So, first thing the project team has to do by hand. So the first thing that project had to do was to design a standardization of configurations. So it was very important to get all the team together and find out what was needed in order to deploy the required business requirements. So we had six types of customizations or configurations, and I'm going to walk you through those types. So the first level is what we call the default out-of-the-box. It means you create a site and you start using its site. You don't do any kind of configuration, any kind of customization. Just plain vanilla SharePoint out-of-the-box. We have a variation of that, and this is when you, as a user with administrative permissions on the site, can do some kind of changes, some kind of configurations, or enabling out-of-the-box features. The second level is what we call the content design. And the content design can be done also using tools like SharePoint Designer or by editing the pages on the site. InfoPath Excel. Okay. So, and it was more related to changing the look and feel of the site, designing. You need to have administrative permissions to do that. Third level, configuration. And the configuration means things that can be done across different sites. It needs to be more related to branding, to style sheets, master pages, and page layouts. At an web application scope or at the farm scope. Fourth level, scripted configuration. And for this, you would need access to the server console, so command line tools, running PowerShell scripts, creating sites and site collections on the scripting side. Those four levels are the only levels that are allowed to be decided by the project team. So the project team has a mandate, and they can decide on those four levels of configurations if they are going to be performant or not. When we move forward on the complexity of the customizations and configurations, we classified what we call the modest customization. And we're talking about custom web parts, function that is not out of the box, or even going to the sixth level that is the most complex level of customization, custom site definitions, custom features. Those two levels at the end, five and six, they require a very high level of approval inside Telenor. So it needs to go through the steering committee of the project. And so far, correct me if I'm wrong, we didn't have any customizations on level five and six, right?
Correct. Yes, thank you. I will talk a little bit about how the project utilized the new Azure Infrastructure as a Service to rapidly to be able to be productive in the RDP project. And after that, I will touch the search part. So, all right. Don't need to have a start menu on the presentation. So, when the project started in early May this summer, they were already a little bit late in the RDP cycle. So we rapidly started estimating what type of environments that were needed in the project to succeed. Well, that meaning any development environment, test environments, demo environments, and so forth that was needed to produce what we needed to set this new environment into production. So when we started looking at this within Telenor, we saw that we were hitting all the usual suspects when it comes to establishing new environments. We saw that the procurement process was very difficult. We saw that it was time-consuming, complex to put new environments into the network. A lot of security considerations had to be made, and so forth. And basically, we saw that if we were supposed to deliver anything in terms of the RDP program, we needed to do something else than we already had done. So Telenor challenged us from the MCS group to see if there was something else that we could do. Initially, they thought of, can we get away with buying less hardware, not investing so much money, and so forth, as they would have done if they needed to buy everything up front. And at the same time this was going on, the Azure team released their preview of their infrastructure as a service. And we knew that it was not been tested before, any of this. So, but we proposed openly to Telenor that, okay, we could give it a go to try to establish these environments on the infrastructure as a service. And by getting the acceptance from Telenor to, okay, show us what you can do, we signed up for the preview. And within 1 week after the preview launched, we had a fully working SharePoint environment published and showed that to the customer. So based on this, we managed to sign up a lot more capacity in the infrastructure as a service, and we started rolling out different test and dev environments. And By doing this, we saw that this gave the project a lot of benefits. For one, it was a very good stepping stone for the customer to move towards the cloud, which was one of their key business objectives. We also see that it was a very favorable cost model. So Taylor did not want, needed to invest a lot of money in buying tons of servers, a lot of new network equipment, much more storage and so forth. That would be binding for several years to come. It was also giving us the possibility to rapidly deploy the environments we needed and giving us the opportunity to really move forward on the project and deliver something in terms of the RDP program. And it also gave Telenor the flexibility to adjusting their needs as they were moving along, which is also a very positive upside when you're doing a beta deployment, because the need for environments are continuously changing. So that was also a very good point during this. So at the end, we ended up, or at the moment, we are actually running two system test environments. We're running a demo environment, and we're running a full featured team development environment, which contains of daily and full build environments. And we also have a set of development machines deployed into Azure as we speak. And last count I had, we were above 60 virtual machines deployed on Azure and utilizing somewhat close to 350 cores. So it's quite a substantial environment in Azure. And we have had some ups and downs in terms of interesting challenges and so forth that we needed to tackle, because the SharePoint product was new, the Azure service was new, but all in all, it has been a very, very good experience for the project and for the customer to be able to utilize this as a development and test platform. Moving on to search. So I will primarily in this part of the session focus a little bit on the business side and why and how Telenor is utilizing the search part. I will not go that deeply into the technical sides. So if any questions around how things have been done, we can do that offline later. So based on the business objectives and the goals of Telenor, we started looking at their existing solution and analyzing their existing content. And we tried to match that with their information policy and tried to identify how to optimize that information architecture. So this led us into moving a little bit away from the way it has been in 2007 environment, where typically a user that uses adding content types and so forth to a document, they add their legal entity manually, they add the language manually, and add other type of fixed or sort of fixed properties to their documents manually. Instead, we started utilizing the functionalities of the SharePoint 2013 platform to map those data entities to other fixed sets and creating them dynamically. So typically, the part of the language, that's just something we can use out of the box within the search platform. It has language detection, and it gives us the opportunity not to needing to define which language the document is in. We are mapping the legal entities and business units and so forth to the physical structure and setup of the environment. And we are using security classifications and so forth on the content types directly as well. We have designed the setup as for coexistence between the 2007 and 2013 environment, meaning that for the user, it should make no difference if the content is in the 2007 environment or is in the 2013 environment. We wanted to make sure that we were able to crawl across both platforms and across both data centers. So creating a common place for all the information for the users to find what they needed. So looking a little bit about how this plays out, so just to show you how the attributes are added automatically to the document. So this is a typical document upload scenario where you get your attributes that you need to fill out to be able to upload the documents to the site collection. And as you see, we have some sort of sets of attributes here, like security classification, information value, information content category, and so forth. But when we switch over and look at the properties at the document when it's actually uploaded, we see that it also gets some other additional fields based on the structure in the environment. So this helps the user more easily move content into the environment in a structured way, so it would be easier to find later on when they don't have to manually, for each every element they're uploading, adding a lot of extra attributes to the document. And this is also something that is ongoing internal to make this more and more automatic as much as we can. So we really reduce the user hit on adding attributes. So when you then do a search in the environment, these things can be used in the refiners of out-of-the-box SharePoint, just doing configuration. So everything we've done has just been out of the configuration. So the custom attributes and so forth, we see that we could just pick up during the refiners to find the elements that are within each business unit or so forth in the environment. And we also see here the language refinement in terms of automatically identifying the language set. So here we have, this is a very small test setup in one of our environments. We have only a few set of documents, and we see that we have English and Norwegian going on here. So that these things are some parts that makes it easier for the users in Telenor to find information within their organization, kind of helping on the lost tunnel of lost content part, where they really don't know how to sort and find the correct information they are looking for. So giving this will give them a lot more flexibility and better or more precise results when they try to find the information they're looking for. And there is also added a lot more other custom attributes that are used for this, but it's all just configuration. And as Telenor is such a complex company, they also have a lot of regulatory requirements, security class requirements, and so forth, that needs to be handled through the solution. We are looking at using this search platform to also help them comply with these parts. So we are typically looking at, when you see the solution, they have a sort of secure part of the solution, which is much more limited than the rest of the solution. And they have the general open solution where all the general information is. So in the old solution, they had a lot of items that were wrongly placed in the open environment that should have been placed in the confidential and secure environment. And it was during the because of the setup and lack of good search capabilities in the SharePoint 2007 environment, it was very hard for the business and the security people to identify and mitigate against wrongful placed information, and they had a lot of wrong classifications going on throughout the system. So what we are looking at here, we can do typically a compliance officer or something like that can do a setup, there's a set of search queries for what they want to search for. Typically here they can use the confidential flag. So if somebody flags the document as confidential and still stores it in the open site, or has a document that has confidential flag on it and moves it into the confidential store, it's possible to search and see here that you get out the results of every document that has that classification. In addition to this, they can set up search rules and so forth based on type of content they want to identify as possible to be in breach of the policies and regulatory requirements. And based on this, it will be very easy for them to then use search alerts to just set up a mail alert that they can get every day with an overview of each element in the environment that is not compliant. And then they can go in and do a review of what the content is and what the actual information element is doing where it is. And they can in turn contact the user or to move the content, or they can sell, themselves remove the content if they see so fit. And one of the other, the third and last option I'm going to talk about now is what they're also going to use search for. It's in the term of doing a migration. So they are really eager to move away from the 2007 platform and remove all that unnecessary cost and maintenance they have with their custom solution. So by using the new search functionality and we're having a common system crawled within the new environment, it's making it much easier for them to identify which information elements that are important to them, and making it then more easy to both prioritize what to migrate first and also to eliminate old and unuseful data that they're not willing to bring forward anymore. And they also see it as a big benefit that we're joining this indexing and crawling of both contents into one platform, giving the user actually a one stop to find their information. So regardless if the information is residing in the SharePoint 2013 platform or still are in the old 2007 platform, they are able to find the information and go to the correct sites. So that concludes the search part, and hand it over to Andreas.
Thank you, Marius. to emphasize what Marius is saying is that whatever we do, we want to do it and make it a lot easier for the end user to operate, to have an effective and productive workday. And we see that implementing SharePoint 2013 has actually enabled us to set up a solution that is simple out of the box. We have moved from a SharePoint 2007 solution with 141 customization to zero customizations on the 2013 environment. The strategy we had of skipping 2010 and moving straight for 2013 is really paying off. We are, have, through this process, enabled us to, as an organization, to be better prepared for the cloud. We have been forced to take a lot of discussion when it comes to regulatory, when it comes to security, and also internal policies with regards to the use of cloud. Azure has been a great help in that extent, and we've really seen the benefits of, not at least, I don't know if you mentioned it, Marius, but the closing down environments in the evening and then just turning them on again in the morning. Pay-as-you-go on an hourly rate, basically reducing the cost of 50% of our, all our environments. Huge, huge benefits. We see that the out-of-the-box search capabilities on 2013 are extremely extensive. They are covering all our business needs and much, much more. And we see that the end user gets a very good, solid experience, especially compared to 2007, but I'm sure it's also compared to 2010 in a very good way. So to round it all off, we have been very happy with the SharePoint 2013 product so far, and we see implementing it will also help Telenor reduce its total cost of operation. So that concludes our presentation, and we open up for any questions and answers, if you, there are any. Yes, so Telenor has decided to not implement 2010 at all.
So we are not doing an upgrade of the 2007 environment. We are just...
Any new content goes to 2013, old content
stays. Yes, in addition, we also are going to do move of content. So we're going to move the content that Telenor identify as important over to the 2013 environment, and at a certain point in time, then decommission the old environment. So we're not going to do any upgrade. We're not going to take care of any existing customizations. So basically... Looking at the, we analyzed the 2007 environment, we saw that moving the content, including a lot of the sites and so forth, without just taking the content elements would be pretty close to impossible because all of the customization that were in place. So we needed to do a lot of massaging of that information anyway.
What tool are you using to move?
That's actually not decided yet. So they are in the final process of analyzing their...
You'll use it
Yes.
Question regarding search. The interface, we saw the search interface, is it the same for users in Asia as in Europe?
Yes. So I didn't mention that, but I can talk a little bit about it. Moving from the 2007 platform over to the 2013 platform, there's been a huge improvement in terms of how the platform itself handles latency when it communicates to the client. So we've moved back from having a two data center approach to actually centralizing everything in one data center. And based on that, we will then do a centralized search of that, meaning that during the migration process, we will then, of course, index both Asia and the European side. And yes, then the Asian users will find their information through that same portal.
And currently, you are searching two indexes at a time.
We are actually recrawling the existing 2007 environment into one common index centrally in Europe.
Okay,
yes?
So I'm a little bit curious.
We are not doing an extensive change program, but we're focusing heavily on the adoption side. So from the IT perspective, we're delivering the platform, and then we have a separate project set up at the business side that is ensuring the adoption and the change and the transformation of Telenor overall. And for us, it's all a matter of getting the ownership of our system and our solutions out into all of the different business units and departments so that we can utilize the knowledge and skills of the people locally to further use the system.
Hi. Can you say something about how you deploy or apply the configurations to different systems? I guess you have a package of configurations.
So the deployment process is actually quite simple. It's primarily just PowerShell scripting that do configuration of the platform. So everything we do is building up different various types of PowerShell scripting, and that's the main deployment across all the platforms.
Yeah, so the answer is PowerShell.
Yes. All right.
Thank you
very much, everyone, for coming, and hope you...